Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. In tonight's episode, I'm going to be posing a question to you about whether or not you think you should be in business. And it's a simple question. It's something I found interesting that I had thought to myself this morning as I was reading my first book of 52 books in 52 weeks. And I wanted to share this question with you to see what your answer would be if you asked yourself the same question. Stay tuned. This is the Billy Rickman Show podcast.
Being in business over the past few years has become increasingly demanding. As a business owner, it's getting harder to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The constant changes and updates in business can make you feel overwhelmed. So the question is, how do you stay ahead of the game, stay motivated, and create a business that doesn't just keep the doors open, but achieves serious profit? This podcast will answer that question. I'm Billy Rickman, and this is Success Sessions.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Hope you're having an amazing day. It is Monday evening for me, and it's been a pretty exhausting day. On the back end of, on Friday, we made a big announcement to our coaching group. We've been, obviously, me personally anyway, been inundated with some correspondence, and also the change affected our internal team quite a lot. We've got a lot of changes and processes now that we're going to have to work through, and so from 8 o'clock this morning until pretty much I finished at the end of the day, I was back to back, literally did not have a minute in between meetings just going to all the different departments, which is another lesson in itself. It's not the lesson for today's podcast, but the lesson in itself from that is that over-communicating with the team is so important. When you make changes in your business and I wouldn't say it's a big pivot for us, we're just slightly redirecting, but over-communicating and making sure your team have all of the information, making sure they know exactly what's to come, making sure they know their role in all these new processes, and to alleviate any sort of like concerns that they might have is really, really important as a business leader. And so today I made sure I did that. It met with individuals and each department. So I covered every single person in my company and made sure that everybody was aware of everything that was happening in the business moving forward. And so if you do ever go through these processes, these changes yourself in your business, please make sure you over-communicate and don't leave your staff or your team in the dark. But today's podcast episode, it kind of comes on the back of me yesterday's podcast episode where I announced I was going to do 52 books in 52 weeks. And immediately after starting my book one, I think I'm up to page, 140 or something like that now. Immediately after starting my book one, already my creative juices started going. I spoke about this in yesterday's podcast about how when I learn new information, how much it inspires me, motivates me and starts to get me thinking about new ideas and whatnot. And just to reiterate that point, if you are stuck in your business right now, it is not because what you have in your business is not inspiring. It's not that what you're doing is not inspiring. It's that you're just not creating an environment for inspiration. And so in order to break out of that, you actually have to, even if you don't feel like it, you have to sometimes force yourself to become part of an environment that does motivate you and inspire you. And for me personally, that's just reading books. And immediately it had that effect. And so I was reading, if you're in the book club, make sure you go to yesterday's podcast. There's a link there to the book club. You can see what I'm reading. It's the Mastery of the E-Myth, which is a book, which is a carry-on book of a book called The E-Myth Revisited, which is in 2009 by a guy called Michael Gerber, I don't know how to pronounce it. But it's one of the most famous books in business. If you have not read The E-Myth, then please make sure you do yourself a favor. It is an absolute staple for any business owner. You must read The E-Myth Revisited. Just read it, do yourself a favor. It's one of the best business books ever written. And this one is a follow-on from that. And so it's now, so that was a 2009, I think, and this one is 2016. So it's 7 years on, and it's more advanced, the more sort of like sophisticated, follow on from that. So if you understand the content in E-Myth, then this is like now leveling up and stepping up to the next bit. Anyway, he's talking about creating these different businesses and what it takes to then scale your business and grow it to, going from one employee to 1,000 employees. And he talks about these different stages, which is the dream and the vision. I won't go too much into it in case you do want to read it. But essentially, he talks about the hardships of business. And a question I started to think about for myself was like, if I could go back in time and speak to myself before I got into business, knowing what I know now, would I still continue to go on with business? Would I do it again? And The reason I frame it like that is because business is hard. If you're a business owner, you know that it's really hard being a business owner. You got the stress, you got the pressure, the lack of sleep, and it's not the lack of sleep necessarily in a negative way. A lack of sleep also comes because, you know, those days or weeks or months where you are really inspired and you are motivated and you put your head on the pillow and you've got so many ideas and you just can't sleep. Next thing you know, it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. You're just thinking about your business and what you need to do and all those different things. And so that creates like a lack of sleep in itself. And knowing all of that, knowing everything that is involved now in business, the financial pressures, the sacrifices to your personal life, the pressure puts on your family, all of that. If you knew back then what you know now, would you still go ahead in business? Now, for me, the answer is super obvious. It's absolutely yes. 150%, don't even need to think about it. Absolutely, no matter what. I've been through some pretty hard shit in business. But there's no question for me whether or not I'd do it again. But if you're sitting there now thinking, no, I wouldn't do it again, then I would probably pose to you that you shouldn't be in business. Because the reality is that if you are in that space of like, no, I wouldn't do it again, I don't enjoy business, I don't enjoy my business, I wouldn't do it again, then more than likely it's going to be difficult to get inspired. It's more than likely it's difficult to become motivated. And even if you do get motivated and inspired, it's probably not going to last very long because you don't actually enjoy it. Right? It's like going to the gym. If you want to lose weight, yeah, great. You'll probably go there and you know, struggle to lose weight or whatever the case may be, but it probably won't be long-term if you don't actually enjoy the process. If you don't enjoy getting into your exercise gear, going down to the gym, getting a sweat on, like enjoying that feeling, you know, if you don't enjoy the process, then you'll never actually attain the goal long-term because you'll always just fall back into your old habits because you don't actually enjoy it. And that's the same in business. If you don't enjoy business, if you're not willing to put up with those, all of the negative side of business, I say negative in a loose term, but you know, the stresses and pressures and sacrifice and all those different things. If you're not willing to put up with that, knowing what you know now, then more than likely any goal that you have for yourself in business is probably not going to be long lasting. And if it's not long lasting, then you're probably just going to fall into bad habits again, which inevitably is going to lead back to where you are right now. And there's no golden ticket. There's nothing in business that's going to be like, okay, one day you're going to wake up, you're going to have this one idea, you're going to implement it for a month, and all of a sudden everything's going to change. That's not going to happen. The reality is, if you're going to be in business, you're there for the long haul. And there's a quote I found quite amusing actually out of the book, and it says, "To be a player, you have to be a stayer." And I found it because it's like obviously a double entendre in that, but it is actually very true. Right? In business, you have to be a journeyman. You have to be someone who's willing to go, you know what, I'm not doing business for 6 months or 12 months. I'm going to be in business for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And ultimately, like if you want to succeed in business, that's really how long it takes. Even if I go into my local, like the Facebook groups, Australian Facebook groups in the beauty and hair industry, and I look at the people who are succeeding, they've been in business like 5 or 10 years. They've owned their business, their salon has been established for like 5 or 10 years. And then people get frustrated why they haven't got there in 12 months. Business is a long haul. And if you don't enjoy it, then you won't stick it out. And so the answer to that question of like, if you knew back then what you know now, would you go back into business? If the answer to that question is no, I wouldn't, I would probably recommend that you start to look for an exit strategy. You start to look at ways that you could possibly sell your business, get a return on investment, and do something that you enjoy. Because far too often I see businesses fail, not through lack of capability, but just lack of desire. And of course, like motivation, like ebbs and flows, right? You're gonna feel super motivated for a couple of months, then it's gonna die off a little bit. But I'm talking about like if you felt like this for 6 months, 12 months, and you really just don't enjoy business. You like being a hairdresser, you like being a beauty therapist, but you don't enjoy business. You don't enjoy marketing. You don't enjoy finances. You don't enjoy like team management. You don't enjoy the operations and systems and process. You don't enjoy any of that. Then, you know, like, why would you be in business? And this podcast is not to be a negative podcast at all. If anything, it's supposed to like inspire those who don't feel like they belong in business to actually make that leap of faith and just go, well, you know what? I don't want to be in this and I don't want to do this. He's right. I don't enjoy this. But if, however, you're listening to this and saying, absolutely, like my answer, like 150%, no matter what, I would be in business because I can't imagine working for anybody else. I can't imagine, you know, going back to working a 9-to-5, Monday to Friday. I just can't even imagine that. Then more than likely, whatever your situation is right now, you will probably be good. because you actually don't just have it in your head to be good. You actually have it in your heart. You feel it in your gut. You live and breathe business, and you know that no matter what you're going through, you'll survive it. You'll push through that because you instinctively want to be there and you enjoy the process. And no matter how hard it gets, you will stick it out. And as that saying goes, like, if you want to be a player, you have to be a stayer, then you're probably going to be a stayer. And the majority of businesses who have succeeded simply because they didn't give up, simply because they did not quit, is staggering. People talk about, like, you know, how you have to be really good as an entrepreneur and you have to be, you know, good about with numbers and all those different things. If you actually lined up and somehow got to collect all the different businesses that existed in the world and you look at the top, like, 10%, more than likely the most successful business owners in the world are those who just refuse to give up. But those who refuse to give up, they don't give up because they have a reason not to give up. And that reason, obviously they have a purpose, but that reason is because they just want to do it. They enjoy the process of being in business. They enjoy the challenge. They enjoy everything that comes along with it. And when you have that, then you more than likely will stay the course. And so it's an interesting question, I thought, to pose to you if you're listening to this. If I knew back then what I know now about business, would I go back into business? Would I do it all over again? If the answer to that is yes, then good on you. You will more than likely succeed in business. If the answer to that is no, then I would question whether or not you should be in business and whether or not you should look to an exit strategy so that you can do something that you actually enjoy and will give you fulfillment in life. Anyway, food for thought for tonight's episode. If you've enjoyed it, please make sure you like, share, comment on the podcast episode. And I'll be back tomorrow for another episode of The Billy Rickman Show. Until then, I'll catch you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Want to keep up to date with all my videos, posts, and free content? Head to Facebook and like my page at facebook.com/BillyRickmanOfficial. You can also find me on Instagram by searching TheRealB_Rickman.